We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Oral Fix Podcast. I am Henry Diaz, your host, your glamorous host, fellow Taurian of the stars. yeah, I get a kick out of myself. I don't love titles, but I'm full of shit sometimes and I laugh at myself when I am. This is episode number 47, and in about three more episodes, it's going to be episode 50. I'm so happy that everyone keeps coming back to listen and clicks that play button. Now, only if you could just spread the word and let everyone else know that this fabulous podcast is around. www.oralfixpodcast.com can be listened to on iTunes, Podomatic, SoundCloud, Facebook.com/TheOralFix Podcast, as well as Stitcher.com/OralFix. And if you go to the Stitcher.com page, enter the promo code OralFix without a space, and you'll be entered in a monthly drawing for a $100 cash card. That's right, people. Money. No, but Stitcher.com is a really great source to listen to many podcasts. I listen to it religiously, not only to The Oral Fix, but Homeward Ground, Dan Savage's Lovecast, also Tech News Today, Mysterious Universe. I mean, they have tons, thousands of podcasts there in different genres and categories and topics for you to listen to. So, Oral Fix is a weekly social commentary podcast for the gay community, and you're listening to the Memorial Day week episode. I'm recording this late Sunday evening. I just got back from a Memorial Day service / barbecue. A friend of my gay little clique here in the woods passed away back in April from a heart failure. He had a hole in his heart. But he also was a man living with HIV. So I'm also dedicating this podcast to Jimmy Ernest's memory. And I didn't really get along with Jimmy. Jimmy was a very nice guy, very eccentric. At first, I liked him, and then he ruffled my feathers. But Jimmy, I found out today at the memorial service, had a lot of dark secrets, and you know, he lived with a lot of stuff besides, you know, feeling ashamed about his HIV status and failed relationships. He was a gay man, like many of us, and he didn't take good health. He didn't take proper care of himself and his health. So, you know, I felt bad during the memorial service because, as I said, I there was just some bad blood spilled, and I know now why, you know, he was the way he was, and I forgive him now. But, yeah, this Memorial Day weekend has been very interesting and very nice, and it was great to see old friends I haven't seen in a while, and new ones. Made some new ones also. And I'm so happy to have a gay community to run to whenever I need to here up in the sticks. I have several groups that I hang out with, so they're very small. As you know, our community is just very small, unless you're living in the Mecca like New York City or San Francisco or Provincetown, somewhere in Boston, Massachusetts, or any other, you know, Mecca, like, you know, somewhere in Fort Lauderdale or Key West, you're not, or somewhere in Canada, you're not really going to get, or Seattle, you're not going to get like the full rich experience outside of those cities. You'll get like little small spurts here and there. And we do tend to collect as gay people, don't we? So yeah, that's been, the end of my week and the beginning of a new one. What also has been happening to me? I sat down with my friend Ginger, who is the manager of the jewelry booth for Rosalisa, who is a psychic high priestess witch of the Renaissance Fair. She's a celebrity there. She's been there for about 27 years now or so. And I work for her, as you know. I worked for her last year as Lady Chamaka, and Lady Chamaka will be back this summer, I am pleased to announce, starting on the first weekend of August. Yeah, until the last weekend of September. Renaissance Fair is always fun. It's a little hard work because a lot of people who come there just don't get it. And then the ones that do come there and do get it are, they're like Rennies. They usually come around all the time, and they travel around the country going to different Renaissance festivals. And it's always a pleasure to see them. And it's always, you know, a day at play, for me, being a theater major and just happily gay. So yeah, Lady Chamaka will be back, and I'm going to try to have Rosalisa on here. As I said, yeah, she's a psychic high priestess in the Wiccan traditions, and she's a tough cookie, I have to tell you, but she's full of wealth and information, beautiful Virgo personality, and I would love to have her on here and have you guys meet her. What else has been going on? You know, I made the bad mistake during the week to... I was laying down on my couch, and I just... surfing the web, and I was on YouTube, and I found this link off of a... You know how you're on YouTube, and you're watching a video, and then you look over, and there's all these other videos that relate to that video. And you see something you like, you click on it, and you play it, and you either agree with it or don't agree. And something really didn't agree with me. It was just horrible, horrible, horrible. Yeah, it was just nasty. It was, you know, a victim of the wars going out there in Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria. And this was a bomb victim. And you know, it's just something, somebody's hands got cut off or something. And I was like, all right, you know, I saw Willem Bell's hand get cut off in Fringe. So, you know, I was okay. You know, I was cool with that. Let me take a look at this. And I click play, and it was just horrible what I saw. It was traumatizing. I mean, like, the person was missing their lower jaw and their throat up into their collarbone. Oh my God, it was just, I turned it off right away. If you guys are interested in watching that, just let me know. I'll send you the link. I'm not interested in watching that all over again, I have to tell you. And but, you know, underneath it all, or maybe I, to make some light out of it, if anyone ever can, you know, it's Memorial Day weekend, and not only heterosexual couples people have gone out to fight, you know, wars for us and to keep us protected, quote unquote. They've been traumatized, and you know, it's not only the straights, there's been gays that they've gone out there, and lesbians and people who have become transgender after that. Or maybe they were even transgender and nobody knew, you know, don't ask, don't tell. But, it just, you know, I know people in my family, I know people in my tribal family who have been to war and have been traumatized very bad by war. I have a very special, you know, dear person to me who's a friend, a real, very good friend, who's survived the Vietnam War as a child, and, you know, and she still struggles with a lot of the things from her childhood. You know, people are, you know, they experience trauma, and trauma of any kind is not good. And it's just made me think, you know, along with the whole Jimmy thing and what he went through up until his death. And regardless, you know, who you meet out in the street, or you come in contact with, you have a fight with, who you really don't know who they are, and they don't know you, and they're just picking on you. You really don't know what they've been through either, to cause such trauma onto other people. I mean, it's put it into a perspective to me this weekend, this Memorial Day weekend and week, that I have to be a lot more not tolerant and not kinder, but at least understanding of people who are like that, and not be so judgmental and critical and, you know, willing to, like, pick up a spear or a sword and chop off their heads. Even Darwin Ravi. I mean, seriously, for him to do the shit that he did to Tyler Clemente, he must have been traumatized and bullied himself in his lifetime. And I'm not going to get into it at the moment, because as you'll see later on in the podcast, I'll be talking about Darwin Ravi again. But I won't talk your ear off so much on that. But what else this week? There's this comp. You know, silos, they're like these empty, hollow, vacant places in the earth. Out in the Midwest, there's a lot of them. Where missiles were, well, the silos were created to house missiles, in order to, if this country was ever, you know, under some type of nuclear threat or air invasion, these silos were created, you know, to, you know, hit the other countries, hit the enemy. And there were, a lot of them are out of commissions. They're not, you know, for some reason or another, they're not being used. And now they've been bought by real estate companies, and they've developed, they're making developments, doomsday developments, condos, if you will. They're called deluxe doomsday living complexes. And scary. Talk about war. I was reading on it, on CNET, this whole, like, article about them, and they had, like, these diagrams, you know, blueprints of what they look like, and they have basements, and the basements have water, and, you know, air conditioning systems to clean the, filter the air of whatever contaminants they may have from a doomsday scenario, in case, you know, we're under, you know, nuclear war and everything above ground got vaporized, and there was radiation to last for 20 years or so. Well, people can live in these little silos. Have classes, have, you know, they have their own gym, TV, and they'll live in these, you know, people actually have bought apartments and spaces for themselves and their loved ones in these silos. Yeah, people are preparing themselves for the future, for this doomsday scenario. And I'm here left thinking, am I buying into this? also. I mean, it freaks me out, but I mean, there's always been some doomsday scenario since like the last second war, and maybe even after World War One. People now have basements, or had basements, with all these doodads where it can clean out the air and, you know, keep you safe, and through a nuclear war of some sort. Oh, man. I'll link this to the show notes. It just made me a little bit depressed and, you know, makes me think, you know, I hope deep into the future, because it'll take, I think, many more years and decades for people to drop war, the whole notion of war, and really start taking care of each other and the earth, so we won't have to make developments like these. But I love being prepared, but I think this is a little too prepared, and I think this is buying into a future that may come to pass. And I think war overall on this Memorial Day weekend should be just obliterated, you know. I got a little obsessive this week, a little sidetracked with my game Robotech, which I'll link to the notes. I've podcasted about it. I've also blogged about it. It's one of my favorite mobile game apps, and it's it has like a doomsday scenario also, but it's all like, you know, humans are gone and robots are fighting over land territory, and you can go to like different places on the country or the earth and fight different factions of robots. And and the game, you know, I've been playing it for about 2 years, about 2 years since I've had my Evo, and I'm just coming to grips and knowing exactly how to play this game. You know, it comes with directions, but the directions weren't very clear, and, you know, they weren't very intuitive either. And, you know, everybody, you know, I would connect to like this multiplayer thing on the internet where I play with somebody out in Russia or someone out down in Africa or Asia, and they've been, you know, I've been like dogged for the last 2 years and I finally learned how to play this game, and I am hooked. I'm like even more addicted. So I'm like beating everybody, and every day and every night I'm like day and night, and I'm just like on there like scoring and taking people down, because yeah, I can play this game now. What a waste of time, I have to tell you. But it's a good game. It's a very entertaining game. Monster Quest, which is a show, I don't know if it's still on the History Channel, but ever since I've discovered that Bigfoot sightings are very common around my area, especially in my backyard, literally, I've been like up on the up and up on Bigfoot, and I've been like studying, and I've been it's incredible, guys. I mean, like, I discovered Monster Quest, this one episode of the Sierra Bigfoot sightings, and it's hair-raising. I mean, it's chilling, bone-chilling. I'm linking that to the notes. It's a 4-part episode, and it's really interesting, you know, the encounters they've had and the hard proof evidence that they've accumulated. On the porn side, yeah, I've been back to porn. I love porn. Seems like it's been about a year now since I've had sex. I'm not offering you sex, but I'm just, I guess I opened up that door, didn't I? Well, okay. I'm a blabbermouth. since I let the cat out of the bag. Yeah. Yeah, it's been almost a year, and so odd, and I love my porn, and, you know, Paul Wagner, I introduced him in episode 42, which was my birthday episode, and when I discovered him, I discovered Shay Michaels, because they shared a scene together in some porn, and I'm going to link that to the show notes, to Shay Michaels' porn that he did, and this other guy, this young guy, you know, I don't like young guys. I think if both of them do a porn together, I think it would be really hot. They're both blondes. Andy's, you know, a little more darker, but Shay's bearing it all for Manhunt.net. Manhunt.com's blog. And last but not least, which I didn't even talk about, which happened on my birthday also, which it's really not a big deal, but to me at least, because I already knew. Queen Latifah, she's gay. She's a lesbian, everyone. Yeah. I don't like outing people, but she's already out. I have a great show lined up for you guys. Stay tuned, and we'll be back. I'll be back from a break.
It's been a long, long time since I've memorized your face. It's been 4 hours now since I've wandered through your place. And when I sleep on your couch, I feel very safe. And when you bring the blankets, I cover up my face.
Welcome back. That was Sufjan Stevens, Feudal Devices, the Shigeto remix. I love Sufjan Stevens. I believe he's gay, and he's a great, great music artist. All right, so let's move on now to Sniff and Scratch.
Sniff and Scratch. Sniff and Scratch.
All right, Sniff and Scratch is where I kind of put out things that I think you guys and will really like to check out and see what the big deal is about and actually try, because if I'm interested and other people are interested and there's a buzz going on, you will be interested, won't you? Anything in movies, tech, video, music, fashion, health. So in the tech world, there's a 27-inch Asus all-in-one PC, which is selling starting at $1,400. I was looking at this on CNET.com, and boy, Scott Steiner, I believe, was the one who reviewed this. And it's beautiful. The screen is not all the greatest compared to the iMac 27-inch, but the resolution is a nice resolution, but for a 27-inch, I wish it was a lot more. It's like 1900 it's 1900 by 1600, something like that. 1910 by 1600, and that's pretty good if you are a graphic designer and stuff, and if you want to watch movies. But it's not the greatest if you want to do gaming and do really intensive media work. I don't know, but it's something worth to check out for the price. I think it's awesome, and it has a lot of ports. It has even a HDMI in and out port, which is really unheard of, so you can use it as a second screen, which I really don't know how I would even use a second screen like that unless I was doing some type of cinema work. I don't know. Yeah, a Final Cut Pro type of stuff. But it's a really nice screen, and supposedly it works really well. It's really, really fast and zippy. It's Windows based, so you know, if it was a touch screen, I think it would be even better because the new Windows 8 that's coming out is very tactile, and you know, it's great for touchscreen devices. So something to look at, but it's not touchscreen. And of course, I think this is something great that you can actually put in your living room or in your bedroom, so you could watch movies, or if you have to work, you don't want to work in your little office space, you know, you have it there as a this media center. Then there's something it's a company called Socialmatic has done, or maybe it's, let me make sure. It's a camera that looks just like the Instamatic camera from, did I say Instamatic? I did say Instamatic. Instagram camera. That it's shaped and you know, it's fabricated to look like the icon from Instagram. It's really cool, really neat, and it works off of Instagram with the Instagram software, and it gives you Polaroids, like real Polaroids. So something in the works that they're doing, and it's a Polaroid camera. And it's by a let me see. It says here, Polaroid camera inspires Instagram icon, inspires Socialmatic camera. So it is by a group named Socialmatic. But they're in cahoots with Instagram, who recently got bought by Facebook, obviously. And it's a really cool prototype that they have. Check it out. It's on the show notes. I'm going to lick it on there. And did I say lick? It sounds like a lick. All right. So my tongue is doing really weird things today. Excuse it. In mobile world, we have this really cool Pico projector gadget that syncs with your Mac or PC via Bluetooth or USB. And it projects a keyboard that actually works onto a hard surface. You could carry this around. You could use it with your iPad, your Android tablet, your laptop, your iMac, your maybe, you know, if you buy the 27-inch Asus computer, all-in-one computer. This is a really cool Pico projector. Check out the YouTube link. The guy who is actually reviewing this, he's kind of, you know, has a thick accent, but, you know, and he stutters a lot, but, you know, never mind that. It's all about the keyboard. So check it out. And it's like, I think it costs $200. Wow. The future is here, people. I remember like 3 years ago, I saw a YouTube, again, this is like a mock-up version of what somebody was working on. I think it was some type of Twitter phone, and it looked like one of those Pebble palm phones, and it had like this sliding keyboard, and if you put it on the stand, you can also use it as a computer. It will project from a Pico little projector a keyboard on your desk surface, and you know, the thing, and you can, you know, use the cell phone as a computer, and that fascinated me. But I didn't think it was going to be ready until like maybe, you know, 2020 or 2025 or something, but it's here already. You know, this Celluloid Magic Cube projector, keyboard projector, is awesome. You can also use it as a mouse. Check it out. And Gizmodo 5, I'm sorry, and Gizmodo has the iPhone 5 mock-up photos, the latest ones they found somewhere, which looks really cool, and it looks like, you know, really viable on what the iPhone 5 will probably most likely look like when it gets announced at the worldwide developers conference next week. Hopefully it gets announced. You know, I've been kind of thinking, maybe I should stick with Android, because I've been hearing more and more that the rumors, and they starting to sound like really real. I think somebody had affirmed that Apple's, you know, because Apple had ordered 4-inch screens for a mobile unit, obviously iPhone. So if it's just going to be a 4-inch screen, the same size of my Evo, I don't know. I don't know. I think I'm going to go with Android. But, you know, I was working with my iPhone 3G, and my iPhone 3G, you know, it just made me realize that I should go with the iPhone, because the iTunes, the music service and application on there, you know, I don't find it anywhere else. I've had a Palm Pre, I've had a BlackBerry Curve, I have an Android now, and they don't perform, they don't make music lists, playlists, they don't have the Genius feature, they don't play music with that crisp, nice sound that the iPhone gives you. Yeah, all right, so let's move on. Movies. Men in Black 3, I guess I've been in La La Land because I didn't even think a 3 was going to come out. And it's going to come out this summer. And it looks really good. And there's like a really nice, hot looking young, what's his name? I forgot his name now. There, you know, Will Smith is going to do this whole time traveling thing where he goes back and he has to save the world again, him and his partner, which is his last name is Lee. I can't remember his first name now. Ugh. But the younger version of him is hot. Oh, my God. So I'm just going to watch it for him. Forget about Will Smith. most likely he's in the closet, as rumor has it. Magic Mike is going to be coming out soon, which is the movie with Chantem Tanning, which, you know, he sports his... I mean, I don't think he gets fully naked, but he strips down and stuff. It's the movie about the strippers. And they make it seem the trailer's very bisexual, like they're painting this all for bisexuals. And there's some scenes where it looks like it's gonna get homoerotic, like My Private Idaho. I don't know, check it out. Then Wolverine, they're gonna start filming a new movie called The Wolverine, which this is something I just literally came across today. I think. I really don't know. I have to read it myself, so I'm going to link that. The Wolverine, wasn't the last movie called Wolverine? And Hugh Jackman is in it, thank God. Love Hugh Jackman and his furry body. something that I ran across this week was Disney XD, I think that's a channel, XD channel, has produced a new television series, cartoon series called Tron Uprising. And the star of the show is this guy named Beck, who assumes the role of Tron to save the Tron world. And they did a really cool and smart thing in order for you to really, you know, start watching the cartoons. They put on YouTube the first episode of this series for you to watch. Yeah, about 32 minutes worth of video. And I have to tell you, I am impressed. And the guy who plays the Neutron, or Fotron, he is hot. I mean, for a cartoon character, they made him look really hot. His name is Beck, and he has all these cool moves, and he you know, he has like this really great like hero personality, and the rest of the cast in it and the voiceover actors are awesome. They play well with each other. This is for you guys who are into sci-fi and into Tron and love cartoons, this is the shit. You must watch. Green Lantern, the animated series. I love the movie Green Lantern, the live action one. And I loved the animated cartoons, which was like more like 2D cartoons of the movie. And I love the character Hal. I think he's a hot stud. But I knew that they were going to make this new animated series, which is all in 3D, CGI, computer graphics. I think I ran into like the latest episode of it, and I downloaded it from piratebay.org, and it is hot. I mean, it is a great series. I didn't think it was going to be this good, and it is. And so I'm totally hooked. I'm going to start watching that now that Fringe is over. So I was worrying about, like, you know, my summer being dull. Well, it's not anymore. So I'm going to link that. What else? There was this video I watched yesterday from a show which I think I ran across a couple of years ago called Total Blackout. And I think it might be a European show, or maybe it's one of those off-the-road channel networks. But they had an episode where they had their contestants go in the dark room and smell this guy's ass and try to figure out what the hell it was. It's really funny. You must watch. Joseph Harwood Cosmetics. Joseph Harwood is this guy. I think he's out in London. I know he's in Europe somewhere. He started following the podcast last year. And he said, hey, check out my videos. And so I did. And he puts like these great makeup tutorial videos about how he does his own makeup, his androgynous looks, his eyebrows. He has shaved eyebrows and he paints his eyebrows in, and they look like they're real. And I've been meaning to actually like blog about this or have it or have him on the show, actually. But he did this look recently by Mila Jojovic. And he looked exactly almost like her. Like his previous looks are great, especially the ones that he tries to copy, but he never really comes across looking exactly like them. And in this video, he looks looks very close to Mila, and it's a must watch video. Pressy's pretty to look at, and he's very eloquent. And so, something else that I watched that kind of scarred me, and it's along the military theme yesterday, but it has a lot of homoeroticism in it. It's called Homophobia. It's a short film on YouTube. It's about half an hour long. Really well done, in German, and I believe it's German. I know it's some German, so really hot, must watch, by this guy named Gregor Schmendinger. And I found this on Homorazi, the blog, and it just gave me another insight on like that, you know, how before we even come out of the closet, we ourselves have homophobia, so to speak. So, and how homophobia is like thrown onto us, and it becomes sort of religious in some ways, where like, you know, as guys, or I don't know about the girls, that in order to be part of the pact or be a guy, you have to have this homophobic attitude, machoism. So something really good for you guys to look at, and something on the funnier and maybe even sexier side. I became friends on Facebook with Mike Enders from Accidental Bears blog, and they recently had an interview with Buck Angel, the transgender porn star, who was a woman transitioned to a male, who kept her pussy, his pussy, excuse me, and then started doing all these films, which I think he's pretty hot, but it disturbs me that, I don't know, he has a CU next Tuesday. But it's a great video to watch and pretty funny. I think the funnier part is that, you know, the video is done in their bathtubs separately instead of together. I don't know why that was done, but they're talking to each other like they were talking like across the each other's bathtubs. And during the interview, they reach down to their crotches and they kind of like mess with their genitals from time to time. Check it out. And in health, which I think this is more like sex, or, well, actually it's not sex, health. For all of you guys out there who have sweaty balls and crotches, like, you know, in between your sacks, that little curvature area there, there's this cream called Nice Nuggets that helps to like absorb all that moisture and keep you dry down there. It's like a, I don't know, check it out. Supposedly, like if you put it on, you can still have sex with that stuff on. It's a cream to powder ball refreshener. It just blew my mind out. And then in fashion, underwear, like an underwear fix here I'm gonna do for you guys. The company C&2, which is an underwear company, made this great underwear that has two layers to it. And one catches the perspiration on your body, again, from your sweaty balls or maybe your ass. If you were working out also, you could wear this underwear and then go out and do your normal things, because the second layer will catch the rest of the moisture and enough to dry the first layer, so you'll be walking around with a clean pair of underwears. Yeah, I want to try it out myself. Let's go to a break and we'll be right back. We used to get used to the season, but Welcome back. That was Future of What? I Wait for You. Again, for all you new listeners, if you love the music that's been played on the podcast, you can always download it for free. Most of it, most of the time, is free. Or it's at a really nice price for you guys to buy it at. But most of the times, especially this track, is free. You can download it at the blog, www.oralfixpodcast.com. The show notes for this podcast or other corresponding podcast episodes. So let's move on to Orally Yours.
And my mama said, there will be days like this. My mama said, there'll be days like this. Orally Yours, sweetie.
Okay, Orally Yours is where I get to rant, and you guys hear my rant. And if you have feedback and you agree with it, then send it in. Or if you don't agree with it, I'm willing to listen, and we'll air it on the podcast. You can send your feedback at oralfixpodcasts@gmail.com. Or you could call it in, which I'll give you that number at the end of the podcast. So this week, last episode, I kind of made it so that it'll be in memory of, again, for Tyler Clemente. You know, the wrap-up, the whole thing of last week's podcast was Daron Ravi and the verdict and the sentencing and the bullshit of it all and his parents and his family and his lawyers. Now, the bullshit that I want to rant about and really talk about here is the gay community. Where the fuck are you guys? I mean, I had like maybe three people that really said something in regards to the Daron Ravi's case on Facebook and on Grindr, letting me know that they agreed with what I said and what I posted and how unfair and angry they were that Daron Ravi got off so easily. Now, Dan Savage might disagree with me to some extent, maybe. I don't know. He's yet to have his voice heard here. But, I love Dan Savage. Dan Savage actually is the person who started the It Gets Better campaign. You know, that video campaign on YouTube with his lover. And because, you know, what sparked it off was the rash, you know, suicides. But what tipped the scale for him was Tyler Clemente's death. Yeah, him jumping off the George Washington Bridge to his death because of what Daron Ravi did. And I don't see any, you know, I haven't seen anything from the gay community saying they're going to fight this or they're going to make, nobody's making any noise on the sentencing of Daron Ravi. I can't believe it. I'm shocked. I'm so shocked. I don't know if it's because people are just focusing on the elections and the people who are bad-mouthing and demonizing in the elections, gay people, and are, you know, condemning Obama. But, you know, maybe all the tension's on that and they've forgotten poor Tyler Clemente. I'm and his family. I'm fucking shocked. I am upset, kind of. I mean, I'm just shocked. I'm not angry and not upset. I think I'm past angry because I was really angry at the whole entire sentencing. And even the news coverage, CNN, what the fuck, you know? Like, only one, two, or three videos. Nancy Grace had something on, and then it was Anderson Cooper. Only two reports on the sentencing of Daron Ravi. I cannot believe this. And I'm upset. I'm upset at my community. I'm upset that there's not enough people out there trying to make noise or send letters or petitioning against the sentencing. You know, for this little slap on the wrist on Daron Ravi, I'm not going to get into everything I said last week on last week's podcast, but You know, that in itself, that slapping on his wrist, for that, they should have, you know, they should have given him an award, you know, and said, you know, you're a fair, decent human being, and who's possibly gay, and, you know, you caused someone's murder, even though you really didn't have any intention, supposedly, on making him kill himself. And you're a stupid boy, so, you know, let's put you in, you know, with the rest of the stupid crowd who are us human beings as a whole, who don't see the gay community, that this is sending out a message to the rest of the fucking world that stupid kids can get away. Well, he's not even a kid. He's 20 years old. He's going to be 21 soon. They could get away with this. Can get away with 3 years of some type of probation, $10,000 in fines, and 300 hours of community service. Fuck you, LGBTQ community. You are succumbing to this numbskull mentality where you overlook your own rights, your own civil fucking rights. And you know, I might lose listeners for this, but I'm sorry. It's true. You know, if you don't agree with the truth, then you're living in a lie, basically. And maybe you're even living in your own private little Idaho closet. And, you know, on top of it all, you know, there's been all these ministers now, like, doing copycat videos out and publicizing into YouTube. You know, first it was Sean Harris, who said that he would break his son's wrist for being gay, and he would punch him to punch his gay out of him. You know, he should have said he would have killed himself. He would have killed his son, actually, if he found out that he was gay, but he didn't. And then he went on to kind of apologize and not apologize, which was really demoralizing. And then now there's this guy, Pastor Worley, and both these pastors are in North Carolina, mind you, who was actually attacking, supposedly, Obama for siding with the gays, for saying that he supports gay marriage. And he said in his sermon, which really he didn't really, you couldn't see anybody there but him. And you heard only a few people in the background, the crowd kind of applauding him and cheering him to put gays in their own fenced concentration camps. Concentration camps. Concentration camps. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? And if you're disagreeing with me with what I said earlier, are you disagreeing with me now? I'd like to know. I'd like to hear your calls and your emails on all of this. I'll be linking this on the show notes. Let's go to break.
We're gonna wake up late and come for you in the dark. We got some things we wanna say to you and it won't take long. When you think about the way it is, you will cry a little. But I won't take you out again and I will never let you go home. Hey! Hey! Hey!
Hey! Welcome back. That was the Blakes. The song is titled Art of Losses. Okay, so, yeah, what a loss, Tyler Comlenti. You know, it just worked me up. I mean, we lost another life. And then, you know, after the sentencing, there was several other youth suicides, which really just got me even more upset, I believe. Let's move on to What the Fuck.
What the Fuck?
So, what the fuck is not a ranting segment of the podcast, but more of a I can't believe this is happening and it's for real. And I bring it to the attention of you, the LGBTQ listeners and friends of the LGBTQ. After doing that oral lashing and orally yours for you all out there, well, if that didn't inspire you to stand up for yourselves and contribute your time and effort to actually a momentum of some sort to actually bringing civil rights for yourselves and defending yourselves and defending people, helpless people like Tyler Clementi, there's a pastor, a North Carolina pastor now. I guess everyone is, you know, jumping in and taking the spotlight of the let's blast the gays glamour and take away, their self-image and let's get ourselves noticed out there. I was reading, there's an article in the the Right Wing Watch, which I'll recommend a lot of you guys who are into politics to read. Rightwing.watch.org had this article recently. Actually, it's not even recent. I guess I just sort of stumbled on this. This was put out actually January 17th of this year. It showcases, you know, hate groups, but this one hate group, they call themselves, the acronym here is AFTA, Americans for Truth About Homosexuality, which I guess is like the science, what's that religious, that new religion, Scientology, that are against the gays or something? I don't know. So this is Pastor Patrick Wooden, not to be confused with Mr. Woolsey, who, you know, was recorded on this interview about how it was sick and immoral to engage in man-on-man sex. He didn't talk about vagina-on-vagina sex, scissor sisters. No, it was just all about the guys. I don't know why, but I thought it was absurd that pastors are putting information out like this out there. And maybe I shouldn't be surprised. And, you know, maybe they're suffering in their own private little Idaho. he said that it's, you know, to be gay is to... He didn't even say condemn the human race. He says that, you know, it's a mark for human extinction, the extinction of the human race. All right. If you're going to throw out facts out like that, then why don't you really get your facts really straight? No pun intended. We're a small minority as it is, and you being a Black African American male, should know what a minority is. And what are civil rights? And then he goes on saying that, you know, like when you're butt fucking, you know, and you're coming inside the guy, which he's assuming that we all do barebacking for some reason. Really uneducated guy. He says that the sperm, once it's in there in the canal, it's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to propagate. It's not going to, like, you know. What the fuck does he know? I mean, if you look in pagan cultures and societies and religions today and before, you know, the sperm was much more than just creating, you know, your sperm. Even the woman's coming fluid is a fluid of power of your body's being, you know, it's releasing. So he's saying the sperm goes nowhere. And so if it goes nowhere and it's not creating a life, then you're actually going against God, and he calls us wicked, and he calls the whole butt fucking thing, you know, like only gays do butt fucking, you know, listen to Savage Love, you know, Dan Savage's podcast on Stitcher.com, you know, listen to that. You know, you have tons of callers that call in, heterosexual callers, talking about butt fucking and how they love it. So the gays don't only do butt fucking. And he says, you know, if you're going to do... Well, he doesn't even say butt fucking. He doesn't recommend that people not do butt fucking. He kind of says that, besides the fact that it's immoral, he says that, you know, if you are... I don't know. He brings up butt plugs for some reason. And that, how does he know about butt plugs, you know? So I'm like, it just blows my mind that people are just trying to capitalize and trying to get us, you know, some type of recognition and get their voice out there, their faces out there by doing interviews or putting messages out there that are just not based on any facts. And they're just doing it just for propaganda, just to make themselves look good, to you know, use it as some type of platform to network. And that is really fucking sickening. I mean, really, you know, you're capitalizing on people who are being demoralized as it is. You know, that's fucking sick to begin with. And I'm going to pray for those pastors. Yes. I'm having a Nancy Grace moment here. Anyway, let's move on to a break. I'll be right back. Welcome back. That's Sebastian Tellier, and the song is called Sexual Sportswear, the Donovan remix. And I just recently found him on recordlabel.com, and I love him, and he looks queer to me, but it kind of has like that reminiscent feel to it of like 80s music, and I don't know, I figure I think you guys might like it too. And so that's it. That's a wrap up for the show. And, you know, get off your asses, queer people. You know, start not making noise, and don't attack people. Don't make up your own gangs to kill the heterosexuals or the ones who are against us. I'm just saying, you know, really think about your silence. Silence equals death. Seriously. I mean, if you see something that's wrong and it's justly being done to you in your workplace, stand up for yourself. You know, the right kind of capitalization and propaganda you can do for yourself is to stand up for yourself or someone else who's going through the same thing, or help them. Or, you know, take it to CNN, take it to the media, you know, if you're being belittled and nobody's helping you. And I mean, that's the type of, you know, outcry that should be out there in the YouTube land and in the media, not stupid ass propaganda from pastors who just want to get, you know, the spotlight put on their congregation, their small little minutia. So I hope you guys are having a great Memorial Day weekend and continue to do so. And I hope that you guys are really thinking about, you know, loving yourselves and loving others and peace, love, and tolerance. As I stated in the past, you can go to the show notes, get the links to anything that I brought up on the podcast, download the music, which is free. If you have feedback, personal stories, testimonials, you want to argue with me, send that feedback to oralfixpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can call it in to 646-504-3491. You can follow the Oral Fix Podcast on Stitcher.com/Oral Fix Podcast. Actually, no, that's Stitcher.com/Oral Fix. Enter the promo code Oral Fix. Enter yourselves into a monthly drawing for $100 cash card. Make sure to rate my podcast. You know, you're not only rating me, you're rating yourself. because you love the podcast, right? iTunes also. Go to iTunes. Leave some feedback. Rate it. So far, I think maybe 4 people have rated the podcast and 1 person left somewhat of a dismal feedback. And but he was, I guess he was kind of nice. And, you know, also on Podomatic, on Facebook. I just put a poll up on Facebook on the iPhone 4, the iPhone in general, and how good sounding the sound music is. The music is on there, so, you know, fill it out. Twitter, you know, G+. You know, go to the blog and you can find all the shortcuts and links to the social happenings. You can also follow me on Instagram, Henry M. Diaz. You can look, you know, if you want to buy some of my photography, henrymdiaz.com. And I have also other social links there that you can follow me on. Get Glue also. Have a great week. I'm going to leave you off with Love Is the Answer, Second Sun Fade Made. Edit Remix. And this is a song by Mia. Or is it Maya? No, it's Mia. Take care.
Thank you.